Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The U.S. Open, this year at Oakmont.
Did you find it?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. That is cooked beyond belief. That's more than half baked there. It was burnt to a crisp. Oh, my gosh.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
U.S. Open Week with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
It's very good.
Gonna make that par now, and that's what Oakmont does to you.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back in the second hour. Dirt and Sprague here on 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, 99.5 HD2, and, of course, YouTube. YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan. Very interesting first hour the program was had. If you missed it.
Freaky Friday today.
It's a Freaky Friday, especially in the group chat. If you missed any of it, you can always catch it at 1080thefan.com. One of the things we got to, because we got to a lot of random different things in that hour, we stumbled across the Seahawks top 50 players of all time, which then stumbled us into the top 50 Blazers. Devon Witherspoon is a top 50 Seahawk. We think, or at least I think, if Tamani Kamara makes All-NBA defense next year, it's a similar comp of would you put him in as a top 50 Blazer of all time. Swag kind of poo-pooed this.
A little bit of a poo-poo.
So we have set Swag off with some homework of, okay, then you give us 50 Blazers under the assumption that Tamani makes it again. Because I have no reason to believe he won't.
He was the first Blazer in 21 years to be named to an all-defensive team.
How many have we had?
21 years.
How many have made back-to-back years?
Walton.
Okay.
Buck Williams, 3 years.
Okay.
Kermit Washington.
Buck made it back-to-back-to-back?
Let's see.
Or he made it three
90, 91, 92. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he
two
did.
Two times first team, one time second team.
Okay. So if
Walton was first team back-to-back.
Maurice Lucas had back-to-back, too.
Okay, so we've
77, 78, yeah. First team, and then 78, 79, second team.
So is that
Lionel
three or is
Hollins
that four?
Had back-to-back.
Is that five? Is that four?
Walton, Lucas, Hollins, Kermit, and Buck.
Okay. So he would be joining a rare...
Buck being the last one to do it.
Yeah.
In the last year that he showed up was what, 1992?
So we told Swag...
I was 3 years old.
Name 50 Blazers, assuming Tamani does accomplish this next year. That would be ahead of Tamani Kamara on the all-time... Blazer Pantheon.
Yes.
Where are you at so far?
We're around 35 and it's getting dicey.
But you got 15 slots.
You got 15 more slots.
Who is the most controversial name that you've put on that list, not counting the title team where one of the
probably
guys averaged?
Petrovic Drazen.
A year and a half.
He played like 70 games in a Blazer uniform and his best years came in a different uniform.
He's on the list of top 50 Blazers of all time.
For Jason Swigart, he is.
Interesting.
Well, he's still got 15 more spots to go. I don't have any problem with it being on the list.
He's probably reaching it.
This is proving my point. How deep into the bag are we going to get here today?
I went through anybody that made an all-star team. Because the NBA all-star team is actually one of the toughest all-star teams to make. Because there's not a guaranteed spot.
It's not the Pro Bowl.
They
only had two in 20 years.
12, it's 12 players. They've never expanded it to 15 or whatever.
Is Bonzi Wells on that list?
There's no Bonzi. Yeah, Bonzi's on the list.
See, this is where we're at. This is my point.
Andrew says, if this list starts to include Hassan Jin, Vladimir Stepanya, and Ruben Boumshe, you know you're getting too far.
I mean, I looked up top 50 scorers in Blazer history, so the 50 leading scorers in franchise history. Shaedon Sharpe is 46th on that list. Shaedon Sharpe is already a top 50 scorer in Blazer franchise history. And I know the game is a little bit different. Is Al Farouk Aminu on that list?
I'm trying to look at like players that like received a major award.
Yes.
At some point. Rudy Fernandez made the second team all rookie team.
Are you putting Rudy Fernandez in the top 50?
I'm just saying, what are the... I'm trying
is
to come
Kenny
up with
Anderson
some...
on this list?
Zach Randolph has to be on that
Zeebo's
list.
Zeebo's on the list.
Zeebo has
Kenny
Anderson
I think
on
Kenny
it.
Anderson should be
he
on this list.
He had some good years with
he had
Portland.
Some good years with him. Wrong,
but... I'm assuming Sidney Wicks is on the list?
Sidney's very much on the list.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other players who have...
Steve Johnson, Oregon State legend Steve Johnson, who made an all-star team.
Okay. Shout out Park Rose High School, by the
way.
Yeah. He did.
Hey, who is your...
Billy Ray Bates is on the list.
Billy Ray Bates is on the list?
Of course he is.
Yes. Yes. And you have 15 slots left?
Yeah, we're working through. Kermit Washington on the list.
Yeah, it's got to be. We're not going to get to 50.
Theo's on the list. I don't think we're going to get there.
I don't even know if you can come up with 50 names.
Larry Steele, I found out he's still like sixth or seventh all time in steals.
Michael Thompson?
Michael Thompson's very
Michael Thompson's
much on the
gotta
list.
Be on the list.
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. Just he's wanted there. To make sure.
Sabonis, Zeebo, Kiki Vandeweghe.
Yeah.
It's gonna start getting dicey here. 15.
We're already dicey. We're already there.
Yeah.
Is Joel Prisbilla a top 50 Blazer of all time?
The Vanilla Gorilla.
The Vanilla Gorilla might have to go on the list.
He's gotta go on the list.
You got him.
Why?
Wait.
Can Mason I pause?
You got 15 spots left.
Why does he have to go on the list? Because he's such a cool name.
And who else are you gonna put?
I'm just asking questions.
Is Yusuf Nurkic a top 50 Blazer of all time?
Has to be.
He has to be.
It's under consideration.
This is how deep we're getting now.
I know.
When does Al Farouk Aminu
he's
start
there.
To
I think he's
the
there.
Conversation. I think he's so in the conversation.
Ron Brewer made an all-rookie team.
Denny Avdija's got to make this then. He had a better
question.
Year than Tamani,
this
statistically.
This is the question. Do I put Bowie on the list? Because when he played, he was very good.
Does he put him on the list?
Let me go look up Sam Bowie's numbers.
No.
I was not alive.
Stop it. You know what? We're getting out of this. Yeah. I'm ejecting. We'll come back to
to
it,
prove
right?
the point, Tumani Kamara is already a top
it's
50
not
Blazer
a stupid
of all
conversation.
Time.
No. Now, Greg
I
Oden,
think Sam Bowie should be on the list.
Greg yeah. Oden played.
I think he should be on the list.
If Petrovic is on that, I think Greg Oden played 82, and he averaged, what, 14 and 12
when
in those
he was
82
healthy,
games?
He was good. I mean, Bowie went 10, 12, 16 a game. His third year, he was 16 and 7.
Kind of making me sad.
Now, that was in five games before suffering a season-ending injury.
No, his governor situation takes him out of the running.
About
living
Robin
in Vancouver.
Lopez.
Yeah. We don't put Vancouver.
If Robin Lopez is on the list, I want the segment to be over. I just want to, like, give me the gun.
Wes Matthews.
Yeah, he's definitely
on that list.
He's definitely on that. I'm going to have no problem with that.
Why you put Pulangrolo then?
I mean, come on, man. If Robin Lopez is one of the 50th greatest players in your franchise's history,
right, look, we're...
maybe this is why I'm so doomy and gloomy all the time about the organization.
Well, everybody pisses in your Cheerios. You're never happy about anything we do.
We have
the Blazers.
Such a great, proud history. We've won like two playoff series in 40 years.
We're going to torque him off later. So
yeah, well, we'll get to that. We have a lot to get to here in the second hour of the program. The NBA Finals is on.
Yes.
It's
yes,
game
it
four.
Is. Yes,
game
it is.
Four.
It's a big game, right? Pacers
big,
win. They're 3-1.
Big game tonight.
Many will say the series is over, but many will still take the Thunder value and gamble. And the biggest story of the day is where Kevin Durant will end up.
Is it? I've managed to avoid this.
I've managed to turn on ESPN, and Monica McNutt asked the question.
Where is he going?
Does Kevin Durant on the Knicks make him a title contender?
I mean, they were already a title contender. They were in the conference finals.
But does he make him a more legitimate title contender? Now, Shams Charania gave us five teams that have reached out and had real conversation. Okay? Houston, San Antonio, Minnesota, Miami, and New York. Now, there might be a Clipper brewing, and I'll play a clip here in a second for you, but... Kevin Durant, free agency, or not free agency, but trade market stuff. And this is somewhat of the problem of the league. It's becoming kind of as important or big a deal a topic conversation as the actual championship itself.
It's distracting from the championship of your sport. It's almost like what happens in college athletics with the transfer portal going on, but the names aren't as big as Kevin Durant, where you're dealing with an offseason in the season, but we're not actually to the offseason yet, and this will dominate headlines. It's Kevin Durant. He's one of the biggest names in the league over the last 25 years. I love the idea of can he turn the Knicks into a title contender when they were literally just in the conference finals. Like, isn't that by definition a title contender? You were, what did they lose, in six to the Pacers? Am I right on that?
Yes.
So they were two wins away from going to an NBA Finals?
Yep.
In one of those games, they blew a massive lead in game one.
Could have won that series.
Very well could have won that series. The like, they're already a title contender. Now, maybe he's the missing ingredient. I don't know what the hell they have to trade. Salary-wise, they can make it match. Mm. But they don't have any draft capital left because they traded it all for Karl-Anthony Towns last offseason. So how they figure that out, I don't know. But you knew the Knicks were going to put themselves in this conversation.
Well, there's a radio station in Phoenix, Arizona that had some reporting on this because he is a Sun. And this is what they're hearing.
I think there could be another one or two. I think the Clippers might have some interest as well. So I think it's possible that there are other teams that have interest, that have interest in acquiring Durant. What we don't know is if Durant has interest in going to those teams. So Durant is going to be very vocal in this and have a say in this and work on this. And as I've been reporting all along, this thing is going to get done before the draft. So this will be, you know, by the draft day, because it's very likely that there will be draft compensation in this deal. So this thing could get done right before the draft or the day of the draft. I don't expect it to be after the draft.
So that was 98.7 Arizona Sports FM on the report there. That host, I'm blanking his name. I forgot to bring him up. I want to give him credit. He's actually had some real reporting multiple times throughout his career down there, like really good sourcing. He's been right. Yeah, you know, Clippers is a team that's kind of flying under the radar. Are we making too big a deal of Kevin Durant as an impact player? I know he had a good statistical season.
I don't think so. I think it depends on where he goes.
Well, but what are we? Okay, then what are we to make? I have problems with this. I am not refuting his ability. Mm-hmm. Dude can get a bucket. But what am I to make of what happened in Phoenix and Brooklyn? How am I to square that and then say, well, if he goes to a team, that puts him over the hump? He couldn't put the Suns in a conversation for the playoffs.
No, you're not wrong.
And the net thing was a disaster.
Yeah, the interesting thing about the net stuff is that he was a half a size shoe difference from maybe winning an NBA championship when he hit that shot. And then they ended up losing. Was that game seven when they lost, when he had the toe over the line?
Game six or seven.
I can't remember, but I remember that shot going in and then his toes on the line because the shoes are a little bit too big and they end up losing the series. And if, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that was the year that Milwaukee went on to win an NBA championship. And so
it was.
It's interesting.
They were down 2-0 in that finals.
How different that history might have been had they done that. The other part of the Brooklyn era that I think I do, look, I've made my thoughts well known about Kevin Durant and his decision to join Golden State over the years. I do enjoy him as a social media follow. Mm-hmm. I also think when you look at the Brooklyn era, it's unfair just to pin it all on him. That was supposed to be a big two, and his running mate was not playing because of COVID restrictions. Remember that whole thing? He can't play in New York, but he can play road games. And then they got James Harden, who went like fat bodysuit. I'm the third banana. I don't want to be here anymore. Like, that was just a dumpster fire from everybody involved. They hired Steve Nash to be their head coach. Like, that just was bad from top to bottom, bad for everybody. And yet they still damn near went to an NBA Finals in one of those seasons. The Phoenix stuff, it just, I mean, you got an owner who was chasing after aging veteran players in hopes that it would work out. Like, they went and got Bradley Beal thinking that he was the missing piece and we'll have a big three. And how did that work out for him now? Is anybody going to be able to trade for Bradley Beal? Because he's got to sign off on it. Nobody's going to take that contract. That ended up being a disaster. So there's a balance of blaming the star in the NBA, but also trying to be fair about the circumstances that they are in.
But he's an all-time, I don't know where, if he's going to crack your guys' top 10 as a player when we do that show next
Probably
week.
Probably not.
Well, but like, he's in that conversation for most,
he
right?
Is.
He's up there on the all-time point stuff. He's still going. He had a good statistical. I think you're making a valid point, but I'm also saying straight up,
I don't view him as the guy who's going to lead my team. If I'm trading for him, I view him as a guy that's going to be he's the missing piece.
But how many times I watched so many, not so many, I didn't watch all their games, but when I watched the Suns, I'd be like, he has 24 points and 9 rebounds.
And it doesn't mean anything.
And they're down 17. 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. I'd be like, I think what we've learned about him, he's a very interesting dude. I find him refreshing. I don't have to agree with everything he gives when he responds to people on Twitter, or even love the fact that he joined the Warriors. I don't have to, but I can still acknowledge all-time bucket getter, one of the most talented players the league's ever had.
Without a doubt.
But also, I think what I have come to have as an opinion, and he'd probably think I'm an idiot, and I would have no problem with him thinking that. I think what we've learned is the leadership quality of him at the last however many years of his career is not the same level as some of the other past and present even stars that this league has seen.
Yeah.
I think he's a dude that's like, I'm a baller. And that's kind of it. Locker room, managing, the personality types, like what you ask franchise players to do. I don't think he has kind of some of that stuff. And I think that's what I've come to think as him, of him as a player. And so that's why I'm asking, is he really going to put a team over the top? If not even with the Suns, with Devin Booker as a running mate, they can be an 8 seed.
You know how I feel about Devin Booker. But look at some of the teams that are on this list, okay?
Yeah.
So we talked about San Antonio yesterday. If he goes to San Antonio, Wemby's your number one guy. Can you just go get us 28 a night? Wemby can run around and do everything.
Yeah.
Can you just be a scorer, right?
Right.
Houston, to me, makes sense. If the Giannis stuff doesn't transpire.
And it doesn't appear that it will.
And it doesn't appear that it will. That would have been their big go-get move all-in off-season thought. If they don't get him, Houston clearly needs another scorer. Their offense is like a rock fight,
exactly.
Right? They can get ugly. They can play defense. Yeah. We need somebody that can be a reliable bucket.
And they've got draft capital mixed
They can make that trade happen.
Here's Reed Shepard. He didn't even play for us.
And he was a top five or whatever pick last year in the NBA draft. That one makes sense to me. And I think they're kind of building around Amen Thompson at this point. And so I'm not asking you to be the leader of the team. I'm just asking you to be
in Shingun. Yeah.
Just come be a vet and come give us 27 a night. The fit that makes the most sense to me. Now, I'd have to look through all their capital and what they got. Minnesota's the team that I most desperately want to pull off this trade.
To play with his.
Ant Edwards needs a number two. Yeah. He desperately needs a number two. They had Karl Anthony Towns there. They didn't like the fit with 2 7-footers. The contracts weren't going to work out. They made the decision to trade him. Julius Randle had
Phoenix want Randle? Because I think you'd have to move
him. Probably have to move Randle. And Randle had a good postseason. He had great moments for them where you're like, all of a sudden, holy crap, where's Julius Randle coming from? But if all of a sudden Ant Edwards is my number one guy, and then when you double-team him and trap him and blitz him, who's he swinging the ball to? Kevin Durant? That's the kind of fit that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But the part of this trade, and I brought this up yesterday with San Antonio, clearly he seems interested if this is getting floated out and playing for any of these teams. Again, I don't see how New York has the draft capital to pull it off. But you got to get him to commit to sign an extension because he's got 1 year left on his deal. And so you don't want this to be a one-year thing. I don't know how long of an extension you want to sign him for. But it's not going to take a Giannis package to get him. It will take a decent size package, not a full hog, a mid hog, to get Kevin Durant. And I want a commitment that he's going to sign maybe a 2-year extension so I know you're here for 3 years.
They call that a Sprague. We'll get to a preview of Louisville, Oregon State in Omaha. Mike Rutherford is going to join us for a look at the Louisville Cardinals, who we know nothing about as a baseball team.
Let's trade for Kevin Durant.
I'd be in.
They want DeAndre Ayton back?
Well, they might because it's an expiring.
Yusuf Nurkic didn't really work out down there.
Would you give them 2 of your future firsts? I don't know if they'd want that far out, but would you give them some of those Bucks picks?
Ayton and 2 future firsts for Kevin Durant? I'd think about it.
I'd get weird, dude.
I'd think about
really
it.
I really would. I'm not... Oh, what ridiculous! Why? Everybody says you're not going to use those picks anyway.
Right.
You've got to keep. And if Giannis stays, those picks won't be as valuable as you think.
We already have our superstar on our roster too. So then you add Kevin Durant, and he could be the number 2 to our superstar.
That would be so fun. And I think 10 games, and he's on Swag's list.
I think at the mere idea of trading for him, he's a top 40 Blazer of all time.
Well, it's
just the conversation of him being on the team.
Should have happened. All right. We're back with a check-in of how that's going, and then we'll do an Oregon State Louisville preview. We got some football stuff to get into. There is a former NFL player, maybe on the lam. And it shouldn't shock you who it is. So we'll get to that. We'll Sprague the line, I think, today. I don't know, but Dirt likes to do that. So
yeah, Blue Line Brandon's riding a heater. We got to get your Game 5 Stanley Cup final pick today.
Touché.
I'm not going into the weekend without getting a pick from you.
But back with more on The Fan.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, Mike Rutherford at the bottom of the hour. Louisville Cardinals getting ready to take on Oregon State. The College World Series Starts today at 11 a.m.
Yeah, you guys are game two, right?
We
4 o'clock
game two,
tonight?
4 o'clock our time.
Beavs, Cardinals.
Dax Whitney on the bump.
Omaha.
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 I saw you guys were getting your ass kicked in Jello shots yesterday. What the hell's up with that?
What?
They got anything about that thing they do in Omaha?
Yeah, there's a
bar
in
that
Omaha.
Counts Jello shots for all the fan base.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You come
right,
in and you
right.
say, I'm an LSU fan. I'm a Coastal Carolina fan.
All-time record.
I mean, LSU kills it every year.
Remember when they drained Wisconsin of alcohol?
I do remember that, yeah. Murray State's also dominating. I think they're pretty pumped just to be like, you know, look at us, we're here.
Do I have that right, or was that the Cougar fans?
No, it was the Coug fans that drained.
They drained didn't a
LSU fans drained something.
I thought it was Cougar fans.
So this was 11.
I thought it was. Did the Cougs play Wisconsin in a bowl game?
Cam Ward played at Wisconsin, remember?
Oh,
they
yeah.
They won, and he was terrible.
They did, yeah.
That was the most random win.
It was like 17-14. It was an ugly low-scoring game.
They drank the bars dry. Yeah. That's right. I'm sorry, Coug fan. I gave the credit improperly there.
Yeah, your Jello shot, this was 11 hours ago. $5 Jello shot you buy, and then you give your school accreditation when you go. Last place in a not surprising factor at all because they have no fans. UCLA only has 39 sold.
There's only 39 last. People in Omaha.
Well, so. Easy. Arizona second to last basketball school.
That's
55 they've sold.
It's supposed to be a party school.
You guys, the West Coast is just getting dominated. Oregon State has 69.
Nice.
That was 11 hours
That's
ago.
That's a beaver with 69.
Your leader was LSU.
Can we not do any more?
525. LSU is second place. Murray State 385.
Murray State's ready to party.
We're in the World Series.
We shouldn't be.
We
here.
Are Murray State. We're here. Our coach mows our field. We're ready to go.
I think Beaver fans are pacing themselves. Expecting to
it's
be
the
there
West Coast.
For the week.
Quick check in. We had 35. Where are we at right now on the Blazer list?
Come up with any more names?
I'm at 40. And
Travis Outlaw on that
five
list.
Five more. Can you name the five you added?
Nick Batum.
Okay.
Yeah, Nick Batum's definitely a top 50 Blazer of all time.
You know, Dirt and Nick Batum.
Dude, if Drazen Petrovic, easy. Yeah. If Drazen Petrovic.
So we put Wes Matthews on there. Kenny Carr. Mello.
If Jason Swigart is named Mello, is a top 50 Blazer of all time.
He played here longer than Petrovic did.
He
did.
Kordzic has his damn number retired.
Kordzic should be out. If you have a jersey retired, you should be on the list.
Well, yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
Don't be that guy.
Top 50.
He's in the rafters.
He is in the rafters.
He should be on the list.
He's in the rafters.
Won a title.
He did win a title.
Swag's to the point where he's going to just be like, Brian Wheeler. I hope nobody notices
people
doing
are,
broadcast.
People are commenting
are we
names.
Including
like,
coaches. Were coaches on that Seahawks list?
No, it was just players.
Just players.
Just players. People are texting in different names. They're like, yeah, dude, those guys are definitely on the Rod Strickland's definitely on the list.
Yeah,
Hot Rod.
Hot, yeah. Like, he's without a doubt. He might be top 20 of all time.
Ooh. He was really good, man. He was a good player.
He was a very good player.
We'll get to Mike Rutherford here in just a minute. Very, very quickly. I have 1 minute of swag whispers in my ear.
Shut up over
one
there.
1 minute, you 69 Beaver.
Shut up.
U.S. Open. I kept track. I didn't watch.
We get 1 minute of U.S. Open coverage today? Day two on a Friday?
We can get
You're wedging it into an end of a segment? The disrespect. You poo-poo the hockey, and you wedge in 30 seconds of U.S. Open takes.
Speaking of wedges, a lot of wedges not being used properly at this course.
Okay.
Oakmont is brutal.
I've seen people complain about that from a purist standpoint of the long rough around the green. Really takes away the skill of a short game.
I mean, there's a little bit to that, yeah,
like you're
but I
just
love watching him being miserable.
Try and chunk one out onto the green, and hopefully you get close.
Rory had this. He After we talked about his 10-foot shot, he had another one next to the green. He chipped, and it went maybe 2 feet.
I mean, the leaderboard looks pretty solid. J.J. Spahn, who was the story of yesterday, has not teed off yet. He goes off later this morning.
Same with Thurston Lawrence.
Thurston Lawrence. I don't think either of those guys will hold. Sam Burns is having a really good tournament. He's been playing good golf lately. Victor Hovland's strokes gained off the tee has been atrocious, but somehow is like 200 par for the tournament. He chipped in for eagle earlier today. Let me pull up one. Somebody had a great quote, though. Let me pull this up because I saw this yesterday and I just laughed out loud because it kind of made me feel like my own golf game and it was very relatable. It was Siwoo Kim. Siwoo Kim shot a 68 yesterday.
Nice.
That's 268 for Siwoo Kim. You know what he said in his post-round media availability?
He has no idea how he did it.
I don't even know what I'm doing out here.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right. Koepka and Rahm are both dropping. Koepka's down one. Rahm has dropped like a stone today. He's plus
yeah,
three.
Yeah, Sam Burns.
The carnage is going to turn up today.
Four under on his round.
Yeah. They were not happy with the 4 under round leading the tournament yesterday.
Oh, it pissed them off.
They're going to dial it up. And so good luck out there. And we're heading to I mean, what's the projected cut line right now?
It's got
four over, five over?
Yeah.
Plus five, plus six.
Somewhere, I mean, because you still got a lot of guys to go. So you might end up with a plus six cut line at the end of the day.
Certainly it will get to plus five.
Yeah.
The question is, will it get to plus six? And there's potential thunderstorms in the afternoon forecast.
I'm being serious. Denny probably should be on this list.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got Mello.
I know. You're
not
wrong.
Who scored more points as a Blazer?
Mello did.
Probably Mello.
It definitely was Mello.
Mike Rutherford, he's in Omaha. What do we know about Louisville Cardinals baseball?
We'll find
out. Yeah, Omaha! Sprayton Line, get the Sprayton Line sponsors in as well. The fan text line 503-864-6326. We'll go to Omaha next on The Fan.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about. And some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas. Pelican Brewing. Born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time on a Friday. Brought to you as always by our great friends at Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Pelican's new hard hops. Blackberry seltzer infused with Strata hops made with real blackberry. Hard hops are available now at a store near you. Going to be pounding those on the golf course tomorrow. The College World Series begins today, ladies and gentlemen. Including in that is Oregon State playing later tonight in Omaha, and they're taking on Louisville. And you know what we thought to ourselves? We don't know anything about Louisville baseball.
No, we don't.
We got nothing. We haven't watched them play all year. We got nothing. And so we wanted to find out more about Oregon State's opponent this evening. And joining us now is Mike Rutherford, covering Louisville, thecardchronicle.com, at Card Chronicle on Twitter. Mike, good morning to you. Are you in Omaha or do you stay back in Louisville?
I'm not in Omaha right now. I'm back in Louisville for the time being. If they happen to go on a deep run, there's a outside chance that I could make the trip to Omaha for the championship round if they're fortunate enough to make it that far.
Now, look, Mike, I know that those trips aren't cheap, but you're kind of giving us a little, not expecting a whole lot here from Louisville Energy based on what you just said there. Am I wrong?
I would point that in the direction of my bosses. They're maybe the ones not believing in Louisville. That's what I'll say.
We know that very well. We understand that. Working in media, we're simpatico on that. Louisville, they're in the College World Series. They're taking on Oregon State today. What do we know? How are they feeling about the matchup? Mm. Just kind of break down Louisville for us, because we got nothing for you, Mike.
Louisville has been, I mean, they're a team that I described going into the NCAA tournament as infuriatingly bipolar. It's a team that started the season off with a lot of hope. They knocked off Texas on the very first night of the season down there at the Shriners Classic in Arlington. They've been remarkably good against top 10 teams this season. They had 7 wins against top 10 teams. I believe they had the 4th most quad one wins of any team going into the NCAA tournament. They also had a history of playing down to the level of their competition. The highs were extremely high. The lows were extremely low. And the biggest low of the season was actually going into the NCAA tournament. Louisville had lost 6 of its last 7. They lost 3 consecutive weekend series to end the regular season. They got beat in the first game of the ACC tournament on an afternoon where they walked, I think, 15 guys and lost to Pittsburgh 13-11. So there wasn't a lot of hope for this to happen. I think people knew that they had this in them. But the big issue for this team all season long was the pitching staff had gotten a little banged up. Parker Detmers, who's the brother of Major Leaguer Reed Detmers, was supposed to be a big part of this rotation. He gets hurt about halfway through the season. He's lost for the year. Patrick Forbes, the number one starter, who's going to pitch against Oregon State tonight, he gets banged up. He misses his last couple starts the regular season. And the bullpen had just been woefully inept the entire season. And then kind of magically the last two weekends, the pitchers have been really good. Forbes is back. He's healthy. They moved their Saturday starter, Tucker Bivin, from the bullpen into that Saturday role. The bullpen has been throwing strikes. The offense has been good all season long. It's the pitching and the defense that has cost this team. And I think Louisville fans are sort of like, fingers crossed that this wasn't an anomaly and that the last six games over these past two weekends are the same pitching staff and the same defense that we're going to see in Omaha. If that happens, they've got the offense to play with just about anybody in this tournament, I think. But it's all on the pitchers. Can they find the groove? Can they throw strikes? Can the bullpen be as effective as it's been in the regional and super regional round?
All right, Mike, we're going to play a little bit of a Louisville-themed-esque question with you. You're not sounding very confident in the pitching, but who is the thoroughbred? If they were racing in a derby,
look at you.
Who would that be for Louisville?
It's Forbes. There's no question about it. He'll pitch against Oregon State tonight. He is, I mean, high velo guy. He'll hit the high 90s. He can hit the lower end of 100 at his best. He's a pure strikeout pitcher. He gets a lot of fly balls. There's a lot of rising fastballs, but he relies on the strikeout. His big issue is command at times. I think his last outing on Friday last weekend in the Super Regionals against Miami, he struck out 11 guys. He did walk four and got himself into trouble there. But he's without question the thoroughbred. He's the ace. He'll get the ball tonight, and they'll rely on him to get this thing started off on the right foot.
Now let's go ahead and grade. We're talking with a little College World Series with Mike Rutherford, Card Chronicle on Twitter, manager at cardchronicle.com. We were talking about this before we brought you on, Mike. And maybe this is an indication of why the old Pac-12 died. It just doesn't mean more out here. But the Jell-O Shot Challenge is going on in Omaha with all the fans there. And the bottom three teams are UCLA, Arizona, and Oregon State. Your Louisville Cardinals are in third on this list, 298. Now, this was 11 hours ago. That's a decent number of Jell-O Shots. They're behind LSU and Murray State. Let's grade their Jell-O Shot performance challenge by the Louisville fan base.
I mean, look, Louisville fans love to drink. There's no question about that. Last weekend, a fun anecdote. So Louisville plays the game three of the Super Regional. It's a noon first pitch on a Sunday. And I guess maybe they were a little bit low on drinks because they'd had to play on Friday or Saturday. Or maybe they think that people in Louisville wouldn't be drinking quite that much early on a Sunday afternoon. By the fourth inning, they'd run out of beer. They had to go to Churchill Downs, which is right next door, and get a ton of alcohol brought over to Jim Patterson Stadium to satisfy the Louisville fans who were desperate to be hammered drunk at 1:30 in the afternoon on a Sunday. So I think Louisville fans, as long as they hang in the tournament long enough, will acquit themselves well with the Jell-O Shot Challenge. Okay.
Who would you say in the lineup is the Louisville slugger that we need to keep an eye on?
Right now, it's Eddie King Jr. I mean, he's one of the hottest hitters in all of baseball. They've kind of inserted him into the four slot. He's hit he hit 362 this year, 18 doubles, 17 home runs. He's been one of the better hitters in college baseball, and he's been incredibly hot in the postseason. Hit three home runs in the Super Regional. He had the game-winning hit in Game 3, the double that brought in the run that put Louisville up 3-2. He's been fantastic. Zion Rose, I think, is the most naturally gifted player on this roster. He was one of the best freshmen in college baseball, but he's has not hit the ball as well as King Jr. or Jake Monroe in the postseason. So I'd say Eddie King Jr. is the guy that you circle and say he's the guy in the lineup. You've got to find a way to get out.
Interesting. Is Papa John still around Louisville? Is he still doing his
thing?
Is he
still in the house? Yeah.
You know, he's still got the house. Papa is not he's not in the house when it comes to Louisville athletics.
Okay.
Louisville punted him away. They took his name off the stadium after the whole racial slur type deal.
Good call.
He took a lot of his money, went to Kentucky. They're okay with that, apparently. So Papa is more in the house.
Did he really?
He really went to Kentucky.
Now, wasn't he
a
Louisville grad? Didn't he? Wasn't there a connection with Louisville?
He's not a Louisville grad. He was a Louisville resident.
Okay.
So he actually is from Southern Indiana, which is right across the river. But yeah, he took a lot of his money and was willing to throw it at the University of Kentucky. And so now Papa's more in the house there than he is in Louisville.
I'm assuming it's a freshman based on how you framed it, or maybe it's the Eddie King Jr. Who is your Muhammad Ali champion of this roster? Or is it just who's the leader of the team, I guess?
I think you can go to a lot of different players for that role. Kamayu Neighbors is kind of, he's a transfer. He's a senior, but he definitely takes on a leadership role that's big. He did get benched in the last game of the Super Regionals. If you're looking for sort of a sleeping giant, maybe an Ali guy, power guy, Tague Davis is a freshman. He set the Louisville home run record for freshmen this season, hit 18 of them. He's huge. When he hits the ball, it's off the bat, he's constantly in that sort of 110 to 115 off the bat area. He has been ice cold in the postseason, though. He's the guy that I think everybody points to and says he's kind of due. I know the ball doesn't exactly fly out of the Schwab, but he's got the power to make that happen. So he's the Ali player. I'll give him that category.
Okay. Yeah, great stuff. Mike Rutherford is his name. Go give him a follow on Twitter, at Card Chronicle, covering Louisville for cardchronicle.com. Well, we hope you find your way to Omaha. Actually, Oregon State fan doesn't, because that would mean you might win today. So
yeah.
Not Oregon State fan. I hope you make your way to Omaha, because it sounds like a great event to go to. Thanks so much for the time and the preview out here in Portland, man. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Thanks so much.
There you go. Mike Rutherford. Good stuff from him, talking some Louisville.
How about Papa John's?
Papa in that
what
slut.
A betrayal.
What a slut. Just going down the road to Lexington, Kentucky. What?
I love that
Come
they're just
on.
Like, yeah, we're cool with the racial
just
slurs,
an
man.
Absolute whore. Going down the road.
Do-re-me.
Giving your way to your money, Kentucky. How is Kentucky that desperate for money?
That's an awkward situation.
Come on, man.
I mean, it's millions of dollars probably in donations.
Louisville standing firm on principle. You guys got to be feeling pretty good after that interview, right? That was a lot of like, yeah, we're screwed. That was a lot of, I don't know how we're here.
The only
I don't know if I should feel that way.
Oregon State in the first games of...
They've been shaky in all of them.
They've been off the
slow
starts.
That's right. Regional, who they lose to in the game one of the regionals.
St. Mary's.
That's right.
Yeah, they had to come back and win
every
game.
And then they had the miracle comeback in game one.
Florida State. Yeah,
of Florida State.
And you don't want to lose the opener. Your back's against the wall the rest of the time.
Back's against the wall.
How many of their titles have they won after losing the first game? Did they do that at either of them?
One of them they did. They lost the first game of like every round.
Yeah.
Oh.
Was that their second one? Was
I think
that
the it
North
was the
Carolina
second
one?
The North Carolina game.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, the Daily Ticker, as always, brought to you by Pelican Brewing Company. Experience your hops differently with Pelican's new Hard Hops Blackberry Seltzer, infused with Strata hops made with real blackberries. Hard hops are available now at a store near you. I'm going to get to game four of the NBA Finals coming up at the top of the hour. Let's talk a little bit about this, though, man. Beaver fans are jacked up. College World Series kicks off today. They're taking on Louisville. How do we feel about the matchup? Some thoughts on the College World Series. We'll get to that next on The Fan. All right, welcome back in. We'll get to game four of the NBA Finals, top of the hour. Do the Pacers do it again? We both spring the line at 8:30.
Yep.
Get your fake sponsors in, 503-864-6326. That is the fan text line. One of our P1s, Larry, tweeting us saying that Beaver fans should not listen to that interview with
I tend to agree. I
Mike
disagree.
Rutherford sounds making it sound like a trap game.
It sounds like a trap game.
Trap
I agree.
Game. Are you going to step into the trap, or will you evade the trap in Omaha?
Their biggest problem is that like the pitcher on the bump for them today is their absolute unit.
For Louisville?
No, for Oregon
for
State.
For Oregon State.
They got Dax on the bump. It's that offense, man. That offense can go from being the best offense in baseball to... Anybody want to get a hit?
Yeah, they can strike out in bunches.
They whiff in certain moments. So like,
I feel like that's a lot of college baseball, is it not? You just have times where you can't throw a strike, and there's times where you just can't get a hit to save your life.
I know.
Just,
when they go,
there's highs and there's lows.
When they go cold, though, man, they go cold.
I mean, Mike was telling us about a Louisville game in which they lost 13-11 and walked 15 batters. 15 walks.
They were also down 4-1 to Florida State game one, two outs, and somehow started a rally and tied the game. Like, they have that ability in them. I'm not going into that feeling confident.
Trap game. Trap game.
Trap game.
Avoid the trap today. Just survive in advance today.
You can never know what to make of this World Series stuff. Like, you can say, well, there's not that many SEC teams, and there's all these unranked teams, and Murray State's in it. Like, yeah, so... I've watched Oregon State repeat as champions when no one in America thought that would happen.
Coming out of nowhere. One of our Beaver P1 said both in 2006 and 2018, they lost the first game in both the round robin and the three-game series. They were the only team.
I forgot the 18 one they lost.
Yeah, to ever do that, not just once, but twice. The only team that's ever done it. So they've done it twice. So even if you lose today, at least you got the track record there in your history. As Swigard told us earlier this week, they've been there. They know.
Yeah. They won't panic. I mean, they don't. If when they lose the first one, they don't play scared or do anything different. So, yes, there's a confidence that
they have a quiet confidence.
It's not over, but still, your life is so much easier in terms of setting up your pitching rotation and that sort of thing if you can win the first one.
So we're pretty pumped for tonight. Beaver fans pretty fired up.
I think so.
Yeah. This is it. Yeah. This is your thing.
Yeah.
Here we go. College World Series again.
Baseball school.
First time since 2018 is pretty bananas.
Dual screen night for a lot of people, I think.
Oh,
if you're at home in front of your TV.
It depends. If you're an Oregon State diehard,
dude, there's a lot. No, a lot of Oregon State fans are not watching the NBA finals tonight. They don't care. Wake me up in the next game.
I like that Swag has this as a dual screen night. It's like this game matters. The
French Open is going on, dude. You got four screens going on tonight. Come on, how do you not? Yeah, it's pretty wild. My whole time reference, I don't know about you guys with this, like when I heard 2018 was the last time they were in there, it feels like that was 2 years ago, but also 15 years ago. I don't know if that was a COVID thing where it's just everything is warped in my head. It doesn't feel like it was that long ago. But then you think of it, it's been almost a decade since they've been. And the last time they were there, they won a national championship. So it'll be fun, man. Oh, College World Series is always entertaining. I will watch until Oregon State is eliminated. And then I'm out, probably.
I'll watch maybe the closeout game if it's like a Coastal Carolina needs to win.
If a Murray State's got a shot at winning a national title, I'll watch that. But if it's like LSU versus
Arizona?
Yeah. I'm not watching that.
You will. You'll feel good if Arizona wins. We lost to the champ.
But we didn't lose to the champ.
And they won your regional, though.
They didn't.
You'll brag about that.
The line doesn't work.
We didn't lose to them.
We lost to worse teams than them. It's almost more embarrassing that we didn't lose to them. It's one thing to lose to the team that goes on to win the national title. We didn't even get to play them.
You know,
because we couldn't beat Utah Valley.
The Eugene regional winner won the World Series, is what you guys will say.
Oregon State starts their run in Omaha today, 4 o'clock, and the College World Series officially begins. Hope everybody who's going out is going to have a blast. I'm sure a lot of Beaver fans are on their way. It's been a while since they've been there, and they got a chance to win a fourth national championship. We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. We both spring the line at 8:30 to get those fake sponsors in, 503-864-6326. Let's start with some NBA finals chat. Game four tonight. Indiana is just continuing to do this. Does OKC bounce back? What do we expect tonight when the Pacers and Thunder meet for game four? Start the final hour there next on 1080 The Fam.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.